Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Tonight in Denver, the Avalanche can win the Stanley Cup. They lead the final 3-1 after a huge overtime win on Wednesday night, 3-2. Everybody knows about the controversy. We'll talk about that. The controversy is, should the goal have counted by Kadri in overtime? Most people say yes. Obviously, John Cooper and the Lightning say no because there were too many men on the ice. The Lightning claim there were six guys on the ice when he scored a goal. And it's a penalty, always. But the four officials got together, and they all said, nada. That's not happening. And they gave Kadri the goal and the Avs the win. And tonight, they can win the Stanley Cup as they're one win away from taking it away from the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning, who've had the most unbelievable run over the last 3 years that money could buy. They came out firing on Wednesday night, 36 seconds in. Anthony Cirelli from Cernak. It was 1-0 Bolts. And then in the second, we finally hit the prop. Nate MacKinnon with a power play goal from Rantanen and Makar tied it up at once, 5:17 into the second. But like 5 minutes later, Victor Hedman, the big defenseman, got a goal from Ruda at 10:42 to make it 2-1 Bolts. And they go to the third. Almost 3 minutes in, Andrew Cogliano from Helm and Sturm ties it up at twos. Nothing happened the rest of the period. And then eventually, in overtime, 12 minutes into the extra session, Nazem Kadri, back from the thumb surgery, scores the winner. Top shelf. The puck stuck in the top of the back of the net, and it was from Lehkonen and Kemper. Kemper, the goalie, in on the play up to Lehkonen, to Kadri, to the net, to the win, to the bus, to the plane, back to the Rocky Mountains, ready for tonight's chance to wrap it up in Game 5. So without saying that Colorado had too many men on the ice on the winner, Cooper suggested the goal should not have been allowed. Quote, we're all in this together, players, coaches, refs, everybody, but this one is going to sting much more than the others, Cooper said. It's going to be hard for me to speak. I'll speak with you. You're going to see what I mean when you see the winning goal, and my heart breaks for the players because we probably should still be playing. The NHL released a statement saying the penalty is a judgment call that can be made by the on-ice officials. The call is not subject to video review. Kadri got it underneath Vasilevskiy's arm, and it went up top shelf. And he said, quote, that's a huge win, a resilient win. And I've been waiting for this my whole life. I figured it was time to join the party. I mean, the Avs wanted it more in overtime. They outshot the Lightning 11-3 in the extra session. Vasilevskiy stopped Logan O'Connor on a breakaway. That was huge. The Avs had a shot ring off the post. Another one hit the crossbar. And then eventually Kadri said enough of this and went upstairs. So Colorado won the first two games of the series at home, where they are tonight, and they are 7-2 at the Ball Arena in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Darcy Kemper stopped 37 shots, and I told you had the assist on the winning goal. Vasilevskiy had 35 saves, and he was coming off allowing 11 goals in games one and two to limit the Avs to five the last couple of games. The Avalanche last won the Cup in 2001. MacKinnon's first goal in a series, 12th of the playoffs, by the way, erased Colorado's deficit at 5:17 in the second, as I said. And then you tie it on the Cogliano. Bottom line is, you get MacKinnon going, and there's no stopping the Avs. I said it on Coast to Coast the other day that he could literally score in game four, five, six, and seven if need be. They may not need to go back to Tampa or to go back to Denver again for a seventh game on Tuesday night, because it would go Friday, Sunday, Tuesday. Tonight's game is game five. Think about this. Mikko Rantanen and Cale Makar assisted on MacKinnon's goal, and both of those guys have 20 helpers in the postseason, a franchise record for a single playoff year. And think about this. Peter Stastny had 19 with the Quebec Nordiques all the way back in 1985. I got to tell you, the way the Avs played in games one and two at home. Remember game two, they won 7-0. They are ferocious in their building. It seems like they are on a different gear, a different speed, a different level. I think they're going to be very hard to deal with tonight, knowing that they smell blood and they're circling the waters to finish off the Lightning. I think they'll get it done. But remember, you're dealing with back-to-back champs, a team filled with winners, guys that have hoisted the cup, guys that have been in elimination games, guys that have answered the bell when they were going to be eliminated and won games and forced other games on top of it. So if anyone can do it, it's the Tampa Bay Lightning. Can they win this game tonight and force a game six on Sunday back at Amalie? I mean, anything's possible. They're going to be playing their ass off. They're going to be playing for their lives, fighting for their lives. And you know it's probably going to be the best game of the series. I thought game one was incredible. I thought game four was incredible. Obviously, they were both overtime games. So there you go. We'll see what happens tonight in the Mile High City. I wanted to talk about the basketball tournament, the 64-team TBT brackets were released this week. A record 71 players with NBA experience, as well as 29 college alumni teams. You know, for the first time ever, they're going to have outdoor games, as one of the regionals will be at New York's legendary Rucker Park in the Big Apple, which I've been to many times. One of the greatest outdoor rack venues in the country. There are other regional cities, seven of them: Omaha, Albuquerque, Wichita, Syracuse, Charleston, West Virginia, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio. Of course, the teams compete for the $1 million winner-take-all prize. Jimmer Fredette, everybody knows him, the former BYU guard. He's on the money team. He was playing in China in 21. He's joining a team that reached the quarterfinals last season and features the likes of Trevor Booker, Jeremy Evans, Charles Jenkins, and Jordan Crawford. Fredette played in the TBT in 2018, led the tournament in scoring, including having a 41-piece to help Team Fredette advance. Fredette's money team is the number one seed in the Dayton Regional. The other one seeds are YGC from Rucker Park in New York, Gutter Cats from Omaha, Heartfire from New Mexico, Florida TNT, that's the Xavier team, Boeheim's Army, that's the Syracuse team, they've won it all. Aftershocks is the Wichita State alumni team, and Best Virginia is the West Virginia alumni team. TBT started in 2014. It's grown in popularity. Remember, back in the beginning, the Notre Dame alumni team won the first chip. Overseas Elite then won four straight titles before their streak ended in 2019 at the hands of Carmen's Crew, an Ohio State alumni team. Marquette's Golden Eagles alumni team won in 2020 with Cuse Boeheim Army getting the title last season. How about this? 2023 lottery picks, Amen and Osar Thompson are headlining Team Overtime, a team that was put together by the media company Overtime. It's going to be the first time NBA draft-eligible players can play in the TBT. Sideline Cancer was a 2-seed this year. They're looking for their third straight quarterfinal run. They got some ballers. Top scorer, Marcus Keane. They added former South Dakota State star, Mike Daum. And longtime NBA vet, CJ Miles, can fill it up. There's a lot of guys that played in the NBA that are in it. Zaire Smith, Omari Spellman, Antonio Blakeney, Samaj Kristan, Justin Patton, Jacob Pellin, Costa Kafos, Xavier Munford, Jacob Evans, Markel Brown. All those guys played at the next level. The chip will be played in Dayton on August 2nd. It's always a great tournament. I don't know if you've ever watched it. It's really cool. These teams go out and play for this $1 million. So it's like, I mean, they get all kinds of chippy. I mean, it gets violent. You start playing for $1 million, you should see how these guys dive for 50-50 balls, diving out of bounds, crashing into seats. They'll do anything. They'll give up the body to win that money. Guys play at a different level when there's cash on the table so that they can take care of their families. Believe me, I've never seen anything like it. They go all out every single game. The Elam ending is awesome. The games come down to this wacky ending where they set a score and the first one to hit that score wins the game. It's just fantastic. There's a lot of great players. It's fun to watch. I'll tell you, between the NBA Summer League and the TBT tournament, I'm good with my hoop, Phil. I got my fill, son. I'm good to go. I love it when I'm watching Rack, even when there's no NBA season, I'm still filling it up.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.